Recording this. Here we go. Yeah, so I was thinking, like, I really want to do more lives. Like, I really want to get live stream. Hey, Peter, I want to get live
Hey.
streaming going for YouTube. It's just so strange. Like, my YouTube viewership is so low, which is, we've discussed it historically, it's totally fine. But, like, going live would feel weird to have, like, one or two people there. But at the same time, those lives can live on and drive more people and engagement, and people would eventually, it'd snowball. And I'm not like an entertainer, so I'm not going to be on there, like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be like a streamer. I don't know, but I do want to go live more often as well in the community. So I'm gonna play around with it. I know I can. I was just tinkering, and I saw that I could go live just to people who are tagged, and my automation and share triggers sets it up so that anyone that becomes a member gets tagged. So that'd be a cool way to go live groups. I don't know, pretty cool
Yeah.
stuff.
Yes, like it wouldn't be a bad idea. Like even like I've watched some lives where it's just people working on their web projects.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about like hang out with me while I work, you know, hop in if I'm ever bored or feeling like I want people to talk to you while I'm working, which is like every day. It's like I don't know about you, but like I'm just like doing the same project over and over again. And I'm like I have two projects on my board right now. They're just so mundane, and I'm just like working on them. Like I want to do anything else but this, and so like I'll just like walk away from the project and like go do something in the house because I can't wrap my brain around. Just keep working. So yeah, I might do that. That could be cool. Just in the community, people pop in whenever they want. All right. I guess we can get started with any questions. Do either of you, LaRosa, you joined first, so we'll give you the questions if you want to ask anything. If not, we'll circle around to Peter.
Only question I had off the top of my head is like, have you done any playing around with Sure Feedback or whatever it was called before?
No, is that even out yet?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yes,
I
like
honestly.
yeah, because it was Project Huddle, and then all they did was like rebrand it.
Oh, Project Huddle. I used Project Huddle. My brain did not make the connection. So my brain thought you were talking about the Fluent CRM feedback thing that they're building. I don't know why I did that. No, I have not tried. I would say I tried Project Huddle about a year ago. Because it's been out for a while, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, it's been
it's
out
been
for a
around
couple
for
of
like a
years.
few years.
Yeah, I tried it about a year ago. I thought it was pretty cool. I have not tried it since the rebranding, so I'm sure they've done a lot in the last year. I thought it was pretty good. The one thing I was thinking about it was like, I thought to myself, so I constantly go back and forth on whether I want to be a design, like if I want to do any design work or not. And so like I feel like it's really good for building websites. They can like, can I change this? Can I change that? And then I also really struggle with giving my clients, and this is the agency side of me talking. I struggle with giving my clients too many options to critique, because as soon as you give like your clients any permission to critique something, suddenly they're all critics. And it's all they do is critique. So I don't know. What about you? Like you like it?
Yeah, so I haven't tried it yet, but I was looking at the website yesterday or this morning and realized that I could sign up and they give you like a free 14-day trial before they charge you. And I was looking at upgrading my Astra and Spectra license to like that full, like whatever the highest level is.
It's the one I grabbed, yeah.
Yeah, because like I can upgrade for like $260 and get like the lifetime license for like one site. And I've been using Adorim for a while in building projects, client websites. And what I use it for is not so much for like the design critique, but I usually build out a template website with just dummy content. And so then I let them use that to fill in the content.
Okay, so you tell them use this to make a little mark on the page and type in your content that you want to go here for the headline and for this little
Yeah.
description. It's not bad. Giving them direction before they use it. That could work. I have currently my clients, gosh, what do they do? I have one client that puts everything into PowerPoint, so he'll take these just tiny screenshots of a part of his website, and he'll just like make a 10 slide deck. He'll be like, these are the changes I want. I have another client that takes a picture of it with, what do they do? Must be with their phone. And then they print it on a piece of paper and they draw on it and they handwrite what they want to go in the section. So like change the headline to this, and they're handwriting it, and then they take, and then they must scan it. They scan in what they just handwrote and the image. So they took a picture, printed it, handwrote, scanned it, sent it to me in black and white. And I'm just like, oh goodness gracious. I have one in my inbox right now that's just like, to these 10 pages. And I'm like, holy crap, that probably took you an hour to like just go through the process of picture, print, scan, handwrite. So that would be actually a really good tool to be like, and you can draw on it, right? Like they can like, can they draw on it, or can they only do like the little drop a pin? I feel like they can do more. Let's see.
I don't remember. Yeah,
I'd have to look into it again.
it's like I know for sure, like you can drop a pin like wherever you want to
Yeah, and
add.
you can upload like photos, and you can. Had to look into it. I'm sure you can. One of them, it might not have been Sure Feedback. It might have been another product. You can like draw arrows and stuff. That's not a bad idea. It seemed reasonably priced at like, I was looking at the pricing. I think it was like 100 something a year.
Yeah, I think it's like 100 a year for the one website.
And then 139 for three dashboard sites, and then an ultimate lifetime plan of only five. That's too bad.
If you're doing web design, wouldn't you need like many?
I don't know what a dashboard site is. It says it allows up to five
Well, the
different
dashboard site is
teams.
like where basically you're housing all your data. But you can use it on unlimited sites.
So then I'd
So
only pay the
like,
99.
yeah, so the dashboard is like where all the notes are going.
Oh, so I have one. I can use it for all my clients. So $99 a year. I might pick it up just for. I might try the trial again. I'm sure I have another chance at it. Might give it a shot again because I have a couple projects that actually would benefit from using it. Good idea.
I figured I might as well go ahead and pick it up if I can get like the LTD from the Spectra upgrade, and then also get the
Yeah.
LTD for SureWriter as well.
Which of the Spectra plans, I'm going onto their website, which of the Spectra plans comes with this? That's the highest end one, right?
Yes, the highest ones, like when we were looking at it like during Black Friday, it was the one that like wasn't quite available yet.
Yeah, here it is. So it looks like the Sure Feedback lifetime for one site is $5.99. Yeah, it was a different one back then. So Sure Feedback lifetime, Sure Writer Pro lifetime.
Yeah, so it's the $8.99 business toolkit.
Yeah, or 1,000 sites. It's not
So
bad. I what did I pay?
Sure Writer is AI that helps you develop content.
It's basically ChatGPT. Or were you ever familiar with like Jasper AI or Jarvis? They used to
Jasper,
call it.
yeah.
It's exactly the same as Jasper Jarvis. It's or Surfer SEO's version of like just the content writing. Basically, think of it like. I mean, I could probably show it to you real quick. Like, I actually have an account with SureWriter.
So
My agency
I
uses
have
it.
something called can you hear me okay, by the way?
Yeah, totally.
I have something called Closer Copy Space, which is I guess an evolved version of Closer's Copy or something like that. But Copy Space, basically you just get a connection to the OpenAI ChatGPT API, I guess. And that helps you develop content, make it SEO friendly, and all that stuff. So I guess it's not integrated inside of Spectra, but maybe it's not worth, like I've got the credits. I've got the that's another thing. Sorry, LaRose, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Nice to meet you, by the way, and thanks for your feedback in the community. It's helpful. But yeah, so I have more questions about the credits, the AI credits versus the big plan. I think the $3.99 plan is just for like more web designing agency type stuff, no?
Yeah, so you're talking about Zip. This is SureWriter, which is a little bit different. I figure since I've got this
Okay.
open, let me just show you this really quick, and then anyone that wants to see it on like the replay.
And did you do like I checked maybe a little less than a week ago. Did you do that video?
It's live on my YouTube channel.
Is
I'll
that
post it in the community.
okay?
I think it'll be really helpful to you, kind of explain and walk through everything.
Okay.
This is basically SureWriter. It's basically you have an assistant here. Think of this just like ChatGPT. You can ask it questions, ask it to do stuff. You can select a character. You can say, like, you're a travel guide. And you can say, tell me five best places to visit in, let's just say, Ireland, or someone who has never been. And then it gives like, it's just like ChatGPT. It'll give you all this kind of stuff. It's like an assistant. You can actually have it write blog posts. You can have it, you basically, it's ChatGPT. It'll do whatever you want it to do. And then it saves
Okay.
all of these chats. So you can do that. Or it's actually, that's the space switcher. My agency uses the other space in here. And then you can do documents, and you can create a new document. And you can select like what kind of document you want to do. If you want to do like a press release or an SOP or a video script, we can do like blog post. And we can
Okay.
say best places to travel in Ireland for first timers. And then you can give it like, so this is a blog post with, I don't know, detailed information about locations that are good for tourists. Write me, we'll just say a paragraph and five bullet points for each section. I don't know. Start writing. And it just like all these other tools, you can click write for me at that point. Just like all these other tools, it's just as good at, it's only as good as what you give it. So like,
Right.
you know, if I gave it this prompt here, it's probably not gonna write a lot of great stuff. See, what is it doing? It's thinking. Did I tilt
There
the
is
stuff?
a write for me though, with Zip AI inside of
There
thing, you know.
is, but it's designed more for smaller sections. I think it like froze. Keep going. Anyway, there it goes. So this is basically ChatGPT for writers, and this integrates with like a lot of other tools. They're coming up with a WordPress integration for it. This is more for like actual content creation, whereas the Zip AI is more for like specific sections. Like you'll see in the video. So that's SureWriter. It does some other
Okay.
cool stuff. And then if we go to my website, don't know, let's go to pages. Let's go, what do I have in here? Anything I can look at? Let's just add a new page. So like, so if this were my headline and I wanted to make this like an H1, I actually probably should have made it a heading block. I don't know what's up with my spacing in. This drives me bonkers. I have a ticket in to try to figure this out, but like why my headings are indenting and staying within page margin, but my paragraph text is like way out here unless I put it all into a container. I'm gonna have to figure this out. Like I broke something.
Yeah, that is weird.
Isn't that super weird? Like, I don't get it.
Unless
Anyway,
there's something like within the theme itself.
some setting in Astra I've got set up,
Yeah.
and I'll show you another bug later if we have time. But like, so for example, I could say, you know, your attractive heading. I could come into this Zip assistant in the top right and say, write me a good headline for a blog post about Shurcart. And it's just like it just came up with one. Shurcart, the ultimate e-commerce solution. Sure, I'll copy and close, and I can then paste that in. I don't know why it decided to make it a link. And so that would be one way of doing it. You could also come back up into here, and you can highlight text and say, so in here, if I click this little icon right there, so it says content paragraph, I could say, turn this into an introduction for this blog post about Shurcart and say, write for me. and it just did this. And then you can click, you click use this, and then it dropped it right in.
I see.
So this is like a in content tool. That's just the
For
AI
chunks,
writer.
for smaller chunks.
Yeah, it's not really designed to write you whole blog posts or anything. That's one piece of the AI. That's called AI Assistant. Then there's
Got it.
the my video goes through all of these in detail. But then there's the Zip. So there's then Spectra AI, and they've got some branding issues, some big ones. Like, it's so confusing. They have Spectra AI that isn't really Spectra. It's just the Zip WP's integration with Spectra. So we'll call it Spectra AI because that's what I found in their website. And then they have Zip WP, which integrates with Spectra in a different way. And you see it in my video. And then that can let you can d do a design library, like right here where it says template kits. If we open up template kits, you can see that you can click personalize your library with AI. And you can see all these right here, just generic. I click personalize with AI.
I think I have that because I bought like $39 worth of credits.
You do. Your credits will be up here in the upper right-hand corner. And then you can click personalize. Then you walk through, tell it all about your business. And then it turns all of these into like pre-written, pseudo AI enhanced segments. It'll let you pick images that are terrible. I just can't stand the image selection. It's not meant to finish your website for you. I think it's meant to start your website and help you, like, rather than looking at a blank page, it's meant to help you just get going. But
Like
I.
I use the free zip or WP zip, whatever it's called, to just generate, here's a website, and then I export it within 24 hours, and that's pretty useful, and just to get something going.
Yeah, and the difference between this and that, it's the same technology, but this is being on your own website. At any time, you can always just return to the pattern section and say, okay, I need to have a features section of my business. And this will spit out text already done. And you can just click insert, and boom, it just drops right into your page. Fully AI enhanced. If I didn't walk
Already
through that.
done based on the content of your website.
Already done based on the content that you trained the, well, I'm going to say trained because I'm not sold on how much of this is really AI, but based on the info that you gave it here in this process where you told it about your business,
Right.
you walk, it's the same process you walk through as Zip WP. You basically tell it, I'm an accountant and
Sure.
I have blah, blah, blah. And it will automatically pre-populate like all of this with features. And like, if you go to about, it'll pre-populate this. It's not going to be accurate, right? Like it'll make stuff up. It'll make stuff up about
Right.
your accounting firm that's just never going to be true. So you'll have to go in and edit, but at least it gives you for some people, it's very helpful for them just to go back in and edit what something's already been done and change things rather than literally have a blank screen and have nothing to edit. It's a good tool for that.
Yeah, for sure.
I found that it gives good results. Like, I know like a lot of the demos that Adam does, he gives like a very brief description. But if you put in like a really good description, like with the name of your products, some information about your products and all that kind of stuff, information about your business, like then the AI can generate some pretty decent and accurate stuff.
It's industry specific too. Like, if you do it about a plumber, that's kind of like easy, right? But if you do it like, if I were to go in there and be like, I'm a tech stack integrator and I work with Astra and Spectra and Thrive Themes and I do these things, it has no idea. Like, it doesn't, I would have to literally tell it, I offer these services and this is what these services are, at which point I could have just wrote that on the page. So, but yeah, LaRosa's right. It's, even in my video, I just gave it the briefest explanation of like, I think I said I'm a app developer for app games. Go. It made up a bunch of stuff, which was cool. It made up a bunch of games that I developed and it told me about them. But had I said, I've developed these games, here's more information about them, I'm sure it would have done a better job. And then also, I know that Cummings, that what they're ultimately trying to do, and what Adam told me, is that they're developing, kind of like you asked earlier, Peter, will it make content based on what's already on my page? They are coming up with that feature where the AI will be able to read all the text on your page and then contextually fix things based on what you have. And then there's this pages section here where, like, if I want to have like a services page, I can drop an entire page worth of blocks into my site all at once, which I find very useful. And then there's whole kits here that are not AI'd or whatever. These are just like the premium designs. And one of my biggest feedbacks to Adam was, these look nice and these look nice, but they look nothing like the designs here. These designs are like, not that these are the greatest designs I've ever seen, but let's just look at one of them for an example. Like, sure, we'll go with this one, even the top left. It just looks, there's more cohesion to the design. It looks like there was some thought put in by someone who tried to be a designer, whereas these are very blocky and they're very sectioned and these feel more cohesive. And so he said that they're working on releasing premium templates for the AI tools. So that kind of stuff's coming. And then along with like this for example, it just looks more cohesive. But then there's other AI stuff that they're coming out with, like that just the sitemap builder. That's gonna hopefully soon, if it doesn't do it at launch, read the content on the page, come up with another section, and it'll just in real time populate it. I showed a tiny little clip of that at the end of my video. So that's the AI stuff. Pretty decent stuff. Looks like we lost Peter.
Yeah, that was a really well done video. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks. So I tried like halfway through it, I realized, man, this crap's confusing only because of how they've named it. Like it should not be like, if you're gonna have Zip WP, have that be called Zip WP, put that over there. Figure out different names. And the whole like Spectra Pro, Spectra One should never have happened. I don't get it, but I think this is very just the beginning. I think they're gonna figure it out. They'll come up with, I fully expect them to rename Spectre One to something else entirely.
Like Astra FSC or something.
Right? Like, yeah, exactly. Honestly, I would expect them to just altogether ditch Spectre One and make Astra full site editing when that comes out. That's going to be my guess. I
Makes
think they know
sense.
that. I think they know that too. So,
Yeah, I've had some fun playing with the full site editing. When you can get it to work well, it's nice. But when stuff breaks, it's a pain in the butt.
I really like it for, it just feels so much better than going into the customizer. Because that, like you saw with my site, I got all kinds of problems with my margins and junk, and I just can't figure that out. I showed another, I showed this to Adam yesterday. He never got back to me. Let me see. I don't know if you've noticed.
It's like the one that I like about the full site editor too is like it's very much like Thrive, where you can have like multiple page templates.
Yes, I really like it. Like, I just hope it comes out like and gets all the bugs fixed. Here, let's share my screen again. This is a Loom video that I took, and I'm only gonna, let's mute it. How do I mute it? There we go. So like, hopefully that stays full screen for you. You should be able to see that. So like, I'm going through and I'm showing how this is just paragraphs added onto a page. And there's no space because I didn't have any after space. But if I add a container to a page,
Oh
and then
yeah, it has the row gap.
it adds a, but even if you set the row gap to zero, like at the beginning of my video, I showed how there's zero gap. And then I showed how if I go into, if I go into the style section, which I do in one second, there I go, style, spacing, zero, it's still there. And I've noticed this on all of my sites. Containers are by default adding space above paragraphs. And I'm going to open up the inspector in just a second here. Fast forward. Here it goes. Okay, so this is me inspecting. And you can see on this case, it's adding 17 pixels of margin to the top. That's not present outside of the container. And I couldn't figure out where that was at in the CSS. But like, if I fast forward here, it's not. There's no 17 pixels of margin. It's only on the paragraph. So it's on all of my sites too. Anytime something's in a container, the paragraphs don't respect whatever Astra's paragraph spacing is. If you have any ideas, by all means, let me know.
Yeah, and is it doing it on the front end as well?
No, just on the editor.
Okay, yeah. So the editor is it's adding like padding between blocks. It's just
only in containers thing. Though.
Yeah. So yeah, it's something that they're doing like visually to add spacing, so you can see the break between blocks. But
oh, really?
Well, it is annoying.
Drives me nuts. Drives me so nuts.
Yeah. I got my internet disconnected, but what I found, because I've been doing Thrive Themes for a while, you know, and I'm not great at this stuff, but I found it quite clunky. Like I am plugging through it, but it's painful for me right now inside of Spectra with Astra. Like, yeah. The padding, the margins, like it's not intuitive. Is it just me or?
No, that's kind of like what I warned you about at the beginning, Peter. I was like, you're going to get into this and you're going to be used to Thrive Architect where it's all beautifully just what you see is what you get. It's all beautifully in the left column. It all makes sense. Like layout and position. Ah, that's where I adjust the layout and the position. Oh, okay. Spacing is true to spacing. Typography is true to typography. The problem that we're running into with Spectra and Astra, etc., is that we're relying on WordPress instead of what Thrive basically does. Thrive kind of says, okay, go away, WordPress. We're doing our own thing. And Spectra says, we're a bunch of blocks for the Gutenberg block builder. And Astra says, I'm a standard theme, traditional theme, and I'm going to introduce styling. And WordPress is Gutenberg block builder is going to inherit that. Spectra is going to play off both of those. And so you're dealing with different ecosystems all kind of trying to play together. And there's going to be Astra styling that tells Spectra what to do, WordPress styling that tells Astra what to do, and every other integration that you can think of, which is probably one of the things that I'm running into. Clearly there's a Spectra spacing that dictates spacing between blocks in a container, but that doesn't exist outside of a Spectra block. If I take the same block and drag it out of the container, it no longer adds spacing, only on the back end. Long-winded way of saying, yeah, it's kind of clunky. Okay. But once you get past the clunkiness of it, you'll find that you can build. If you're a pro and you're like a coder, like there's some people I follow on YouTube that are like WordPress developers, they can build anything with the block builder. There's no limitations for them. But that's because they're opening up a PHP document right next to it and they're writing their custom plugins and CSS style sheets, and then they're dropping that in and they're custom building blocks with PHP. For the average Joe like me, maybe I'm a slightly above average Joe, yeah. Right? Like I'm in there and I'm thinking, this is clunky. I can probably build 85% of what I can build with Thrive Architect, I can build with Gutenberg right now. And then, but Gutenberg with Spectra. That said, I think that's about to change because Adam yesterday told me that they are releasing in the next couple of weeks the CSS grid. And the CSS grid, it's going to be clunky. I was like, oh, cool. Can you like drag the grid and make like different grid sizes? No, there's no dragging. It's all just like fields you enter in. I want this grid to be this percent. All right. So it'll be clunky, but at least we'll have a CSS grid. And then right after that, they're starting to work on absolute and relative positioning within blocks. So you'll be able to give absolute and relative positioning parameters to blocks to move them around wherever you want them to be. I think probably within a container. It's going to be my guess. So once that's
this is within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, and once that's introduced, I could probably build 95% of what I can build, especially once the next big WordPress update comes out, where they're giving us better control over like background images and stuff like that. Cover blocks are getting better. And I have to imagine that when the cover block changes come, Spectra hopefully updates how image covers work in their blocks. It's going to snowball, I think. Halfway through this year, I think we're going to be in a much better place. But it's clunky. It's disjointed. It's just the nature of the
But at the
beast right
same
now.
time, what I would my thinking is that within this environment, you're more future-proofed than Thrive. I mean, Thrive Themes, I noticed they don't even have their so the support you used to have, the whole support background now, it's like fill in this email, basically.
Oh yeah, it's gone. So yes, you nailed it. Future proof and compatibility are the two reasons. I would say right now, mostly compatibility is the reason I made the change. But future proofing is definitely at the forefront of my mind because Thrive has gone silent. Like they've been silent running now almost 6 months, and I haven't heard anything. There have been no new features. There have been some bug fixes and tinkering, but I don't. I t Here's the thing. Could they make revolutionary changes to Thrive Architect and go full on competitive with Elementor? And could they blow it out of the water? Absolutely. But I look at their project, their portfolio at the company that owns them, Awesome Motive. I don't see that as their mode of operating. Like you look at their products and they. None of those products are best in class, and none of those products have really good like development cycles. And
They
so it's
bought it,
just
now they're
so
milking
they bought it, they're milking it. They're going to add it to their portfolio. And the way that they market is they market their products within their products, and they'll make money with it. But I'm not sold on the future of it. So I was like, okay, I want the compatibility now. The future proof would be nice because I could change whenever, but the future proof would be nice if I'm doing the compatibility now. So I've just started to migrate. I still use Thrive. Like, gosh, I have hundreds of websites built with Thrive that I manage. Still very much an everyday Thrive user. And I miss the editor on my own site very much so. But compatibility is a whole, like, it's a whole new world. Like, you can do, no conflicts.
with this platform, it's compatible with
It's WordPress. It's
everything.
truly just base WordPress. It's Gutenberg. Astra is a traditional theme. It introduces nothing. Spectra are just blocks for the Gutenberg block builder, which is WordPress's foundation. And when WordPress makes their, I think 6.5 or something is coming out
Yep,
in a
next
couple of
month.
weeks. Yeah, next month. That's going to introduce new baseline features that we can use because we're using Gutenberg when we're using Spectra.
Got
So,
it.
in a way, we're giving up by not using Thrive Architect, we're giving up a lot of luxuries that we've had, but we're participating in the greater WordPress community, which makes us a little bit, makes us way behind some of the things people can do with like Bricks and Quickly and all these other tools. But at the same time, it makes us part of a much larger community of participants that I think is going to be a better place for us. A year down the road, 2 years down the road.
Right, long term.
Yeah, and then that said, there's nothing wrong with like for example, Bricks. Bricks is a fantastic looking product. I actually bought it. I've played around with it. But oh my gosh, like there's just absolutely no way that the demographic that I'm reaching will ever, 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 ever use Bricks because it is truly meant for someone who is programmer's the wrong word, but someone who is like a front end ba slash back end developer who just really, really has a grasp and understanding of being able to just sit down and type CSS and being able to type in like what are the new, I don't know what they're called even, like the new browser stylings where you can share styling between things like dash dash this. Like, if
Oh,
you
yeah, the
know
CSS
that's,
variables.
yeah, that. Like, if you know how to do that stuff, you should be using a tool like Bricks because you can use those features. But the no coder, even though I'm like a tech stack integrator, I don't, yeah, hi, I'm that way too. Like, I'm not a coder, and my clients are not coders, and the people that I work with are not coders. They're travel planners. They're,
Yeah,
you know
well,
what I
that's
mean?
what I want to be like that. See, I, as you know, Doug, I've got a day job, which I'm
Yeah.
like taking time. I'm taking my own time here, and I just want to stay. Like I, like you know, inherently, I inherently maybe I'm a masochist. Maybe I enjoy this stuff, but I want to keep in the flow of things, and you know, I want to. I like again, I want to be a traveled site destination sort of thing. So for me, my needs are not complicated, you know.
Now just pick yourself a nice kit from the starter templates, tweak it a little bit using Spectra, start writing content. Your
Yeah.
visitors don't care. Like, they don't, no one, no visitor cares if your site was built with Thrive or Bricks or
Right.
just like truly, like for those of us more on like the agency side, our clients don't care what tools we use. Take yourself out of it. Someone builds you a house. Do you care what brand of hammer they used? Do you care where they bought the lumber? Maybe, but you know, for the most part, no. You know what I mean? Like, for the most part, it's the tools that they use are irrelevant. You wanted the end product, the outcome. Does it work? You know, for most of our clients, it's all outcomes. So we're all too in it. I'm definitely too much on the inside of the bottle. Sometimes it's hard to read the label. I'm, you know, insert cliche saying here. It applies to me. I'm in the weird position of being capable of learning to use these other tools, but and that's why I bought Bricks. I brought they had like a life, they might still have it, like a lifetime deal, super affordable, and it was like $200 maybe at most.
Yeah,
And
that went away like mid last month, I think.
yeah, I bought that because I was like, why not, you know? And so I spent like a week tinkering with it, thinking before I jump into Astra, I'm just gonna give this a shot. Nah. I would use such that I found myself only being willing to use and learn the parts of Bricks Builder that are the same as what I can do with Spectra. I would just be using it like a block builder. And so I was like, ah, nah, this is really cool, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. And you can, if you Google or if you go on YouTube and you look at videos of Bricks Builder, the algorithm's going to start showing you some like heavy influencers for Bricks Builder, and if you're not careful, you'll start to think that Bricks Builder is the only tool out there that you should be using, which I think is a, you know, good for the YouTube algorithm. It's very good at making you feel like the whole world is doing something, when in reality, a very small pocket of people are doing something. But the YouTube algorithm has made you feel like it's the only thing out there. It did that to me for a while, and I started to get this FOMO, and I'm like, oh my gosh, am I not on the next big train? Flush your cache, clear cookies, get out of that algorithm and do some other searches, and you'll find that it's not the case. There's plenty more out there other than that. It's kind of like you gotta just like pick a lane and not have remorse about it. And then I'm choosing a lane right now that's, like I said, I'm choosing the lane that's the most broadly compatible. I'm choosing WordPress right now. How ridiculous is
Right.
that? I'm doing something I said I would never do. Which is just using the WordPress block builder because fine, you know, the compatibility. And I've been very open and an advocate of saying I don't really love WordPress in the sense of like what WordPress is. I have no loyalty to WordPress. I would just as soon leave WordPress if a better solution came to me quickly. And that's I think that's very present in how much I'm using Circle. I think Circle is a much better. I am resisting the urge to move all of my courses to Circle because it's just, I'm just reaching that point. So just like, you know, I loved Thrivecart, but another product came along. Surecart offered me more. So I went with Surecart because it can do like the upgrade groups feature alone is the reason why you should leave Thrivecart. The upgrade groups feature is phenomenal. And, you know, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with my business. So I'm happy with where I'm at, but to your original point, yeah, it's clunky right now. It's a little frustrating. I spent this week, I've probably put in 4 or 5 hours just trying to understand why things aren't working the way I want them to. But
Yeah.
my goal is to then be able to acquire the knowledge on how to fix that so that when people watch my videos or when people like you guys have questions, I can be like, I already put in the 10 hours. Let me save you the time. Here's the fix in 5 minutes. And that's kind of like my goal. So yeah, I've got
The video that you put out does is more of an overview type thing, right?
on the AI.
On Spectra, AI, all that.
So the AI one, it's an overview, but I use it. Like you'll see in my video, I spend something like 8 or 9,000 credits, and I literally do all of the features that are in it. I don't build something amazing with it, but I'm like, this is how this tool works. Let's use it. Click here, do that, import. I even show bugs in the video. Like here's a bug. It imported the wrong site. Adam was like, oh yeah, it does that sometimes. Okay.
Should fix that.
Yeah, you're gonna give me my credits back? it's a wild frontier we're on, but
LaRosa, you're full on inside of Spectra, Astra, all that stuff, or not?
yes. Yeah, I'm pretty much all in at this point. Yeah,
Okay.
every client website I build is going to be built using those tools. Like I was using Elementor for a little while. Well, like I started with Thrive, and then I was just running into too many bugs, so I had to switch. Went to Elementor and spent hundreds on courses and trying to learn that, and works well. But then I was like, I just need something simple. Like, I don't want to have to try to teach my clients how to use Elementor. Like, I just want something simple where they can just drag drop and call it a day.
Yeah. Something you can hand off to your clients with minimal issues. That's something I ran into with Thrive. I was like, ugh. My clients will never understand Thrive Theme Builder. They'll break it, you know. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm like you. From now on, every site I'm building is Astra. Well, maybe that's the wrong ask, not Astra, but at least like Spectra. And Astra's the current theme, but Spectra blocks in Gutenberg.
Hey, LaRosa, sorry, my thing cut out again. You were saying that you went into Elementor and then it cut out. Like, what would you find with Elementor?
I mean, it worked well, but it was still a lot of being very clunky in areas where like still not like true visual builder where it's like you drop in a text field. It's like sometimes you can type on the builder. Then other times, like you got to go to the left-hand side to type in your text. And it's like, I'm not trying to have my clients figure this out. Where it's like, I just want to be able to drop in the block, type where they think they should type, and it actually work.
Right. And that works with Astra as well as it does with Spectra, the Spectra one thing.
Yeah.
They're different. They're very different. You've tried the you've Have you tried them both, Peter? Have you tried Spectra one versus Astra?
No, I just went straight to Astra after the your
Yeah.
note.
You would probably like conceptually, you would probably like Spectra one more, and you might be getting disconnected again. Your video froze, but
Again, am I freezing? Yeah, am I?
there.
Yeah,
So,
I'm sorry.
well, if you can hear me, there you are.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Spectra one, you'll like conceptually like it better because I think I do. But what you really like is you conceptually like the WordPress full site editing experience, which is a WordPress feature that Spectra one was built to take advantage of. It's called a blocks theme with the full site editor.
Okay.
Astra is a traditional theme that uses the customizer. Astra will catch up. Well, not Astra. WordPress full site editing will catch up with where people want it to be beyond conceptually neat. And then Astra, I am undoubtedly sure, will become a full site editor theme and still be the number one used theme. And you'll start to see why. Like, I have a video coming out on Monday where I show Spectra one. Because it's a video that's talking about the different types of checkouts in Shurcart, and I show how Shurcart has a particular checkout form that was designed to be used with the full site editor, and you can just see the night and day difference between Spectra one and any other theme. So this coming
Compatibility.
Monday, this coming Monday, you'll see like, oh wow, okay, yeah, clearly this was built using the full site editor, and it only works with the full site editor. But long term, I think you'll be happier staying with the simplicity of Astra, because that's where
So
all the development
Astra,
is.
as these changes happen, Astra, like, I don't want to be in a situation where I have to somehow, I don't know, restructure my entire website because it's on Astra. And now they've made all these changes for everything. I don't know.
The thing is, you're building a site that's using the block builder, so you're not going to run into any of those issues, I don't think. I think what's
Okay.
going to end up happening is when Astra becomes a full site editing theme, I think they're just going to roll over all your customizer settings into the full site editor, and you're really not. You might have to make a few tweaks. I'm sure there's going to be a thing like, hey, you've got to, change the way your header works a little bit. Heads
Right.
up. They'll probably import like a placeholder legacy type thing that's like, we've imported your header, but if you want to edit it, you're going to have to convert it to the full site editing header. I'm not worried about it. It's going to be c compared to learning and moving from something like Thrive to Astra, it's going to be a very minimal change.
Okay.
That's kind of my interpretation of what's going to happen.
Yeah, because like the nice thing too about like the full site editor is, as long as you're already using like the default Gutenberg block editor, you already know how to use the full site editor because it's the exact same thing. You're just using blocks to build your layout.
That's right.
Got it.
That's right.
And the whole year, if I hear you correctly, the whole padding margin thing right now is going to solve itself sooner rather than later.
So there's a couple tweaks with that. Like you can go into Spectra settings and you can disable some things that the containers add. You can disable some of the natural space between blocks. If you've set all those to zero, though, you'll still run into the issue that I'm running into, which is if you put something within a container, it's adding just some natural space between blocks that does not exist on the front end. And I think that's just one of the nuances of using containers. I'm gonna hopefully get an answer from Adam today on that. And if I get something concrete, I'll pass it along. But so far, it's the way it's
So,
looking.
which is right now, as it stands, am I better off setting that setting to zero or?
I would. I have mine at zero.
You go to press.
It looks like you're disconnecting again, Peter, if you can hear us.
I can hear you.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
it's.
you're disconnecting. But yeah, we would both LaRosa and I agree, set it to zero for all those settings.
Yeah, I like setting it to zero too, just because like it also helps with keeping everything like left aligned. You're not getting like those inset pet the inset padding.
I agree with that. Right. Let's see. What else we got? Peter, I think's frozen. Oh, LaRosa, did you have you seen the upsells thing from SureCurrent yet?
I saw the video, but I haven't taken too much of a look at it yet.
Do you use SureCurrent?
Yep.
Yeah. So I've had my hands on the upsell thing for about a week now. I got access to it about 2 hours after last Friday's office hours ended. It's pretty cool. Like it was supposed to come out yesterday, but I guess they got pushed to today. So it might come out today.
Okay.
But it's really good. Like I was pretty impressed with it.
Yeah, from what I saw, it looks really nice. I just need to figure out a reason to use it.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I had the realization that like, oh yeah, I've kind of moved everything into my all access pass. So if I'm giving you all access, what am I upselling? But then I was like, we'll figure it out. But the like my only critiques right now about it are like the you can only set one countdown timer duration. If you want to use a countdown timer, you can only set the same countdown timer duration for all products. Like you can't set like, oh, I want this upsell to be 5 minutes and I want this upsell to be 15 minutes. They've all got to be one, which is fine. You'd probably just set that to like 15 and call it a day. It's more than just upsells. It's conditional upsells and it's upsells with downsells. So like,
Yeah.
it's really good. Like I'm gonna,
So
Sherman
like
had a lot
basically
of
they built
fun.
cart flows into SureCart.
Yeah, exactly. And they did what Thrivecart said 5 years ago that they would do, which is have the conditional upsell. And now there's conditional downsells. And then there's like the editing experience. It's really good. So I'm excited for it. Hope it launches today so that I can start making videos about it.
Yeah, and then I saw the update that that's coming for Sure members as well.
Yeah, oh man, like another reason I kind of want to just I love Thrive Apprentice. It's so good, but a reason I want to get out of it is because it conflicts with Sure members a little too much. So if I could get out of Thrive Apprentice, move all my courses into Circle, and then use Sure members to manage my membership page, I think I'd love that because I saw the same updates you saw that are coming and they look good.
Sure,
Yeah.
members, how much is that?
Not too bad. It is for one site, $69 a year.
And that basically manages the gate.
Yeah, actually, it's $69 for the first year and renews at $99 a year after that. And that's for one site. It basically just says it's just a content protection plugin. Like, whatever content you have, put it behind these access groups. And you can sync with user roles and sync with SureCart products really, really well, which is why I want to get it. I would really love to not have to use, as easy as it is, I'd love not to have to use webhooks to grant access to products and product revocation being have to be like, okay, you revoke the product, webhook. It works fine. Like it's worked now for 3 years for me, but like I've reached a point where I'm like, okay, I kind of want it just to be like, you bought the product, you got access, you canceled the product, you lost access. It's just nicer.
With Sure members.
Well, anything that has a direct connection to something, right? Like if Sure members gives access to an access group, it would just be nice to have that be one-to-one tied at the hip with a SureCart product or subscription, rather than having to say they bought the subscription in SureCart, send a webhook or have that go to Thrive Sure Triggers, have Sure Triggers then send a webhook to Thrive Automator. Technically, I could use Thrive Automator's integration with SureCart, which is what I've done with most of my products. But that's just like having to go into another tool to set up a connection to a tool that exists over here. Historically, that's been the only way to do it. And if you use Thrive Apprentice, that is the only way to do it.
So at some point, if I develop like what Rob has, he's got some PDFs on like planning guides and stuff like that that he can sell. I'm gonna need Sure members.
Not necessarily. If you're just selling the PDF, just attach it as a download to your SureCart product. And then your customers, when they purchase it, will get an email with the PDF. And then that'll give them a link to download it. And then to their account page, there's a downloads section. And
Yeah.
there's secure downloads right within the downloads section. So
So SureCart, which I don't have, I haven't renewed SureCart. Like, when I went into this thing, I just canceled everything, basically, almost everything. And then Thrive Themes, eventually they refunded me, which is nice. But if I have ThriveCart, I can do that.
SureCart.
No, ThriveCart.
Oh, ThriveCart?
Can I do because I own ThriveCart. I know ThriveCart doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but could I sell PDFs on ThriveCart?
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't have like the My Account page where they can go to access their PDF, but if you sell them the PDF through ThriveCart, it redirects them to an in ThriveCart page that says click here to access your download, and it just downloads it for them. So 100%, you can absolutely sell PDFs with ThriveCart. It just won't be integrated with your website at all,
Right.
which is
And
fine.
have they made any improvements at all? You probably don't even keep track anymore, but
Oh, I do. They've made a lot, but and actually, I love a lot of the updates ThriveCart has made to like the interfaces and the user experience of the checkouts. But they broke a ton of stuff, and with that, so people are really upset with them. So they've kind of hemorrhaged a lot of loyalty and support. They're in a slightly better place, but they've also been having a lot of downtime. So like I have a bunch of clients on them, and the clients are constantly mad because Thrivecart's constantly down.
That's
And
not good.
now they're paying for ads to go to checkout pages that don't work, or when the customer purchases the product, nothing happens, and so the customer keeps trying, and it's actually stacking up in Stripe, and so then Stripe processes them all once Thrivecart comes back online, and the customer was billed 5 times, and there's been quite a few nightmares.
I see.
But as a whole, it's still a great product, and it could absolutely do things like sell PDFs. So
Okay.
no big deal there. I actually still use Thrivecart despite those issues. I still use Thrivecart for a couple of my businesses and a couple business integrations that I have.
Yeah, good to know.
All right. Do we have any last topics to discuss?
Don't think so.
So
Cool.
if I want to bone up on my website building abilities, if you want, on Spectra slash Astra, where do I go for that? Like their knowledge base or what?
I've got a course I'm working on that should come out soon. It's going to be focused more on just like the basics. The only thing that's stopping me from launching that is trying to figure out some of these issues that I'm having with using Astra and why, like on this website, I randomly have a bunch of like padding on the sides. I think it has to do with wanting to use the narrow container width for my blog. I'm going to try turning that off and see what that fixes, but I don't want a blog that's this wide. So I'll ask one question to you, LaRosa, since you've used the tool a bunch. So like on my Conviology blog, on my whole site, I think Conviology is 1200 pixels, but I want the blog to be like 750 to 900, a little more thin. That I think is what was causing what we saw in the editor.
That's exactly what I think it is.
So what would you do to overcome that issue? Would you turn off the narrow and then just put a container in and set the container to be narrow? Thing I don't like about that is that relies on the container and not the theme. Or would you just suck it up and deal with the way the
There
editing
should be an
experience
option in
looks?
the container where you're setting the, like if you're using containers, there's an option to like set to manually set the width.
There is. So would you use that? Here, let me share my screen real quick. Sure.
This is all relevant to me too.
Is that sharing the right page? That doesn't look like the right
Add
page.
title.
Yeah, you see ad title?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the issue, right? So this is lining up with the narrow, but the rest of this content isn't. So to fix this, I would have to add in a container, like you just said, LaRosa. And then on the right-hand side, see how it's, I don't understand why that's doing that anyway. Come over here and then set the width of the container to be, let's just say it was 950. Which is still weird because that doesn't even look right. Even
So that's for the content within the box.
Oh, I'm stupid. You're
So you
right.
still need to set like the container width, like the first one.
Custom.
Yeah.
Yeah, custom. That's right. There it is. That looks 900. Probably 900. Not 9000. There we go. Let's just pretend that looks. So would you do it this way? Or, so there's two things to this. Would you do this no matter what in your editor, put everything in a container? Or would you get rid of the narrow container design on the customizer, have it just inherit my theme, but then just put all my content in here? I guess I can't do it that way because that would affect the title. I guess what I'm saying is, am I inherently making a mistake putting everything in a container if
I would say if it doesn't need a container, I wouldn't put it in one.
Right. I agree. So like the issue I'm having then is like if I just add text to a page, like just a paragraph onto the page, that's not in a container. Or should I just like suck it up and just deal with the way this looks?
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like I've kind of come to grips with things in the block editor might not always look the way that they're going to look on the front end.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at.
Especially
So,
when I'm mixing blocks from like the default block editor versus like Spectra.
yeah. And then if I add a container onto the page, And I duplicate this.
Because that's one of the things I had to mess around with too is the container, and like even when you're using full width, the full width is determined based on like the settings that you have set in Spectra.
Yeah. 1200 for me. Yeah, I've noticed that too. That's
Like, because even if
obnoxious.
I want like a full background to where like I want to stretch the entire width of the screen, it's like I have to go in and like monkey around with the settings and the customizer to get it to work just right.
Yeah, I've had to monkey around with a few of those on mine. And this is that spacing issue. The distance between these two paragraphs outside the container and these two paragraphs inside the container.
Yep.
This is bigger than this. And this, the only thing different here is this container. This container, though, might have spacing. No, it doesn't. Okay, so this is all zero. Let's hard code it zero. Hard code it zero. See, it makes no difference. Hard code.
Put zero for the margin.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. And then here's what I found. Here's what I found, though, and this drives me crazy. I've selected this normal Gutenberg block. If I go to dimensions and I go to margin here, see how it's at zero?
Yep.
But if I drag this to, if I drag it, it fixes the problem.
Yep.
Even if though you drag it left or right?
Left. Like all I did was click on it and kind of like, it was still zero the whole time. So I'm thinking, is this a WordPress block? Look, it looks like it's set to one, even though it was showing up as zero. Here, let's look at this block. Dimensions, margin. It looks like zero, right?
Yes.
But look, when I hover over it, there's margin. It's at zero, but when I click on it, it cleans it up and fixes it.
Yep, I've had that problem too.
So this is just a glitch with WordPress, and it's exacerbated by the container. I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah, so little glitches like that. If I just suck it up and I ignore the fact that it looks bigger on the back end, it looks identical on the front end. So.
Oh, so this is just visual on the back end. It's not going to show on the front end?
Won't show on the front end. It's just, I just have to suck it up and accept the fact that, like, if I add a container to the page, this is what really bothers me, though. If I add a heading inside my container, oh, wait, now it's not doing it.
It's outside the container.
Please tell me you're right. Is it? Oh, no, it's in it.
Oh, it's in another container.
Oh, if I take it out of the container, there's the problem. If the H2, let's turn this into an H2. Yeah. If my H2 is out of a container, which it should be, there's no reason to put it in a container, it obeys the theme styling. My guess is because it's a Spectra block. Spectra blocks know to look for the Astra styling. Where's a normal header block? Is there a normal header WordPress block?
Heading.
Oh, even this one doesn't. So all the headings, even if they're standard WordPress blocks, obey the theme, but their paragraph blocks, here, let's delete this one because it's in a thing, but their paragraph blocks don't obey. I'm getting this on, let's see if I'm getting this on my membership site.
That is strange.
Isn't it ridiculous?
The other thing I found is you can't drag and drop stuff as well in there versus Thrive themes, no?
Yeah, it's okay. It's kind of like...
It's finicky sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little finicky. So then if I go, I'm just going to make a paragraph like this. And then I add in a heading. That one's fine. Why is it fine on this site but not on my other one? Let's go to posts.
I wonder if there's some like weird CSS issue going on.
I'm wondering if there isn't. So if I go to my customizer.
Like there's a setting in both, I think both Astra and Spectra where you can clear their CSS and rebuild it.
I'm using narrow on this one, so it's clearly not tied to narrow. Let's go to although this is a page, not a post, isn't it? Oh, no, this is a post. It's a post. If I go to inspector, customize, and I go to blog, single, Oh, wait a minute. What's going on here? Ah. I have set the custom width to 900.
Not 1200.
Well, what if I go to narrow instead up here? I didn't have that set as narrow.
And then clear the custom width. Oh, so you, so the width, you said a content width. So if you switch that back to default
I can't switch that to
instead of
default.
custom, the
Oh,
button
there
right
it
above
is.
it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Publish, sure. Refresh. Hallelujah. That kind of stuff drives you crazy, man. I'm embarrassed to say I've spent hours and hours and hours on this crap.
Sometimes you just need a second set of eyes.
Know. Thank
You
you,
gonna do a
office
video on
hours.
that?
No, I won't do a video on that, but I'll now know that because I made a mistake, and this is part of the like, it's good to make mistakes because then you can like help other people avoid them. And like LaRosa and I, like each our combined knowledge was able to figure that out. And then I can now pass along if someone posts in the community, how come? Like Peter, you're gonna ask this question in about 3 weeks. You're gonna be like, guys, I cannot figure out why my headings
For
aren't
sure. It won't matter that I just saw it done in like, click, 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 click. This is gone. This is like in an
Yeah.
hour, this is gone. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been playing around with this for month, like over a month, and that it dawned on me. Oh, I'm not using narrow. I've set a custom width. Doi. So, all right, cool. Thanks for your help on that, guys. That was awesome. Wow.
So your blog, you don't want your blog to be 1200.
No, because I feel like it's a little hard to read sometimes, like when you're having to go so far across the page to read text versus if you condense the text down to like 900 or,
Yeah,
whatever, it's just
did you
easier.
really only want like 15 or so words per line?
Yeah, I might even have too many. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Is 900 narrow enough?
That's generally what I do.
I guess it depends on the length of a word, of. And A, but mine's about 21, but I have a lot of
Yeah, like
like
15 to 20 is
200.
good. Yeah.
All right, I'll play around with it. I think 900 feels good for me. Glad I figured that out. Cool. All right, well, I've got to bail because I've got another appointment I got to get ready for, but that was good, guys. Peter, it's gone. See you later, cool. All right, thanks, LaRosa. I appreciate it, man.
Yep, my pleasure.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too.